Okay, so today I'm here with my mom in place of my dad, who immigrated from Canada.
So, in 1969.
Okay, so why did Dad move to the United States?
Well, back in the 1960s, it was easier for a European family to first move to Canada, establish citizenship there, and then come to the United States. So their whole goal was to always be in the United States. So they moved to Canada first. He was a merchant marine, and he took a boat over to Canada and worked there for 5 years by himself while his girlfriend, who is Daddy's mom, was on the island. And after 5 years, he saved enough money to bring Yaya over to Canada. And then that's where they established residency. And then over the next 15 years, they had 6 children.
One of them being my dad.
And one of them being your dad. So in 1969, when the oldest child was 13 and the youngest was 6 years old, they immigrated to Chicago. Then that was their plan the whole time. 20 years before that, they always knew they'd end up in Chicago.
Okay, so obviously coming from a European country, they spoke Greek, and then they came to Canada and they spoke French.
And
so
the parents really never learned French, but Daddy and all of his siblings had to learn French as their first language.
And then
so
French was
spoken in the classroom, Greek was spoken at home, and then they were taught English in the classroom.
Okay, so they were taught English when they came to Chicago.
When they came to Chicago, they knew a little bit of English, but that was not their first language. Their first language was French. So, and then they spoke, you know, Greek in the house. So when Daddy came here, he was all messed up. They moved here in January, and they actually held most of the kids back a year so they could repeat their grade.
English. So
Daddy moved here in the middle of third grade. The next year, he repeated third grade.
Okay.
And the reason that the Greeks moved to Chicago back then, it was to open up restaurants. Okay. That's pretty much what the Greeks were known to do. Move to America and open a restaurant.
Okay. So, next question. What does Dad remember from Canada?
He said that they weren't treated really well back then.
Being
immigrants, yeah, it was a little hard. What he loved is that his father's 2 brothers also relocated to Canada, so they grew up with tons of Greek cousins. So he loved that part of his life, but in the French classrooms, they were kind of treated like lowlifes because they were immigrants.
Okay, what about when he came to the United States? Did that change?
No, once again, he had to go through the whole initial, you know, I'm Greek, I'm Canadian, I'm moving to America. And we weren't as welcoming back then to ethnic families. Like today, you know, we're much more cultured and we welcome diversity. Back then it was hard.
Okay. What kind of cultures did they bring from being a European family to the United States?
Strong religion, they're Orthodox, excellent Mediterranean food. Daddy only grew up eating his mom's home-cooked Greek food. They didn't go out to dinner. They didn't go to other people's houses for dinner. You know, it was all about family, religion. The Greeks were into sports. And that must be because the Olympics were first started in Greece, so they all had a strong background of liking sports and playing sports. That's about it.
Okay. What was a really hard part about coming to the United States?
The language. That was the hardest thing he struggled with.
How long did it take him to fluently learn English?
He really still didn't know it when I met him. That was 1989. So 20 years later, he was still learning.
Okay.
But he was much better.
Okay. What was a really easy part, in terms of settling in?
Once he made friends with a bunch of different kids, then that was his group, and they were all different ethnicity. You know, one of his best friends was Serbian Orthodox, and another one was Italian Catholic, and another one was Jewish. And so then it became kind of cool to be, as Daddy grew up, to have, you know, ethnic families. So he hung out with a lot of different people, and they were interested in his Greek background. Like, he was interested in Jewish or Serbian.
Okay. So coming to the United States, did that make him miss out on anything from living in Canada besides, like,
family? No. It was actually a better life for his family.
Okay. And yeah. So his cousins, you said his cousins lived in Canada, so do they still live
in
Canada?
And they stayed there, yep.
And where in Canada is it?
Montreal.
Okay.
And they have many cousins still in Canada because his mom was one of 8 children and his dad was one of 6. So that's 11 families of cousins. So he has many relatives and cousins in Greece, in Athens. And then he has many in Canada, and then not so many in the United States. There's one other family in Ohio, but I've never met them.
Okay, so you said that they moved with all 6 children. So are they all still living in the United States?
Unfortunately, 4 are living in the United States. 2 passed away. Daddy's brother passed away in 1981, and Daddy passed away in 2008.
Okay, so in terms of all of the kids who are still here, do any of them go back to Canada to visit?
Yeah. All of them go back and visit cousins. I've been there. I've met all their cousins. Next, it'll be for you and your sister to go.
Okay, so back to Canada, is there anything that he remembered, like, story-wise?
No, just the fun times of growing up with his cousins. He loved it.
Okay.
You know, they played a lot. They were outdoors a lot. Canada's known for environment and being outside. So he certainly wasn't sitting in the house playing video games. It was all outdoor play, outdoor sports. They were poor, but they had fun.
That's good. So obviously they didn't really like live in a big city. So
they lived
more
right
of a country or a suburb.
I don't know if they're called suburbs in Canada, but it was a town right outside of Montreal.
Okay.
So Montreal is where they did like their shopping, and it's probably where they even went to school because they were in a little small town.
Okay. So did that town also have other immigrants in it, or was it really just native people?
I don't think so. I think it was either French or Daddy's families.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you.